Charlie, check set, listening. Very noisy, KB2H access. I'm sorry.
47.85. 785.
I can go there.
Okay.
Thank you.
QHME Mobile. Hello, okay, Mobile. Good evening. Mobile station. Good evening, N4ZLK. Hotel Mike Echo. HME Hotel Mike Echo. Good evening. The name here is Shane.
The name here is Dwayne.
Nice to meet you. Haven't heard you before. Are you visiting? Are you here? What's the story?
I live here. I'm in Lyman for the time being, and I'll be actually moving over to Berea in a couple of months.
I'm driving through Berea right now on 25.
Getting married, and my fiance bought a house, a brand new house over there near Forest Bridge and Whitehorse Road there, near that QT.
That's usually where I put fuel in my truck on the way home or on the way to work. I think it left there on Park Bridge.
That's actually rather convenient. My only disappointment is that one doesn't have that non-ethanol gas for the motorcycle.
The Sphinx right across the street, I believe, does. I know the one down Forest Bridge a couple miles also. I know it does because we put that in my wife's car. Well, we did. Right now we're kind of... Since the prices went up so high, so let's just not worry about it right now, but that's what we usually use is non-ethanol.
Get better gas mileage out of that and with less pinging on the... I don't have a lot of pinging on the motorcycle, but just I know what it does to my Sequoia.
We've been using it for years. We had a Camry and an Excursion that had the gasoline engine in it, and we could get the Camry about 3 miles more to the gallon, and with the Excursion, it was one or two. It definitely made a difference.
And I figure, you know, if that non-ethanol is good for the small engines, it's got to be good for the bigger ones, too.
They've probably accommodated for that in these newer vehicles, but it's still in my mind that it's probably better because the ethanol is more corrosive, and it's definitely better in the small engines for sure. I keep a good supply at home for that. And congratulations on the getting married. When is that coming up? Over?
June. We're going to get married down in Lawrence at her brother-in-law's church down there. The 11th of June.
I wish you well. That's a good thing. And let's see. Was it K2 HME? Was that right?
You got it. Give me yours again. It was, I think I had my squelch up just a little bit high. I didn't get the whole thing.
N4 Zulu Lima Kilo, N4ZLK. The name is Shane. Excuse me, and I got something in my throat for some reason. Maybe pollen. How long have you been down this way, Dwayne?
I've been here in the upstate for this year will be 20 years. I'm actually the proctor for all the testing that the Spartanburg Club does, the Spartanburg Amateur Radio Club. So all the ham radio testing, I proctor that for them. I'm not sure if I'm going to keep that up once I hit, once I get moved to... you get to move to Berea, but I just got to wait till things settle down and then figure all that, make sure someone's trained to take over.
You did not hang out on the repeaters or been on the Spartanburg ones, and I'm usually listening to this one. And I'm sitting beside the Sphinx right here, and I can see the handles that have the non-ethanol or ethanol-free gas. So right across from the QT, they have it. That means I can turn left with a light as opposed to without one. Section, I go through it every day. My wife goes through it every day, and we regularly see overturned cars and T-bone crashes where somebody's trying to beat the light, and somebody's trying to jump the green or jump the red to go, and somebody's not wanting to stop when it's red. And on the way, I'm on my way to get a birthday gift for a child, and on the way to Hampton, you used to see them from the left turn. They would make a U-turn from the left lane. Now I'm starting to see them do it from the right lane. So they're going across three lanes of traffic to the median into the oncoming traffic just to make a U-turn. N4ZLK. I'm on the road all day long, and I see more and more stuff that just is crazy, and I think about my family, all my kids being out there, and a couple little grandkids now. You worry about them being on the roads.
Fortunately or unfortunately, my four grown children all live out of state, so anywhere from Colorado, Arizona, and Kentucky, so... And they don't have any kids yet, so that's great. But then I don't have that joy that all these grandparents get to brag about.
Say that you should have grandkids first. That's what I'm going to say. Well, I have four grown children as well. Three are married. And two of them, both my boys, have a little girl. And my daughters don't have any yet, so we'll see. One of my daughters is not married. But she brought somebody home they all live around here locally, but she brought somebody over at Easter dinner, and they introduced us, and seems like a nice fella. So hopefully things will work out in that end.
He's nice, especially if you like the fella.
He hasn't given me anything to dislike him about, and we love all the others, and they're all very good friends. They all hang out together. A lot of times without us, I know they're talking about us, but that's okay. I'm just glad they're friends and they get along.
They're gonna be around together a lot longer than we will, so that's excellent.
That's the plan, and that's the goal. I do hope that they outlive us all, or both of us.
I figure I'm going to have to make a trip out there since only one of the kids will be able to make it out here for the wedding. So we're going to either take a road trip or we'll just take a, maybe try to get everybody to congregate in one place.
With the central location, I heard three of them, Arizona, Colorado, Kentucky, but I missed the other one. What was the other location?
I got two in Colorado, so that makes it easier. So the one from Arizona can fly or drive to Colorado, and the one from Louisville can fly into Colorado, and then we can have Colorado's a great place year-round.
That'll be nice. I hope it works out. You're gonna have to get together so everybody can meet. I'm sure they either have met her or talked to her, so... That'll be great.
Yeah, two of them have actually either met or have talked to her, but it's just they've got crazy lifestyles going on, and being on Eastern time and with three of the kids being on Pacific or Mountain time, it doesn't work well. So we'll just make a trip out there, see some friends along the way. And, hey, I'm getting to the point where I would be retiring in a few years, so we'll just hop on the motorcycle and take a ride.
That'll be nice. We had two of our own kids and one of my daughter-in-laws before she married my youngest son. They worked in Alaska in Valdez for the summer, and they did that three summers, and now my youngest son and his wife actually are being heavily requested to come back this summer and even become a boat captain for one of the companies that he worked for. The guy's even paying for my son to take the course, and he's had almost enough time on the water, so apparently there's a way, if a captain sponsors you and you've got plenty of time already, you can actually work underneath that captain as another captain. So looks like they'll be going back there for the summer and probably making it a yearly thing. It's what his calling is outdoors, and they love it. So we've already made one trip out there, and hopefully they won't be moving out there permanently, just doing the summer thing.
Cool. That's to be able to do that. That's how fun that must be, and what a great enjoyment for him, I'm sure. Yeah, never been to Alaska. I've heard that it's just absolutely beautiful. And think about, you know, how beautiful it is, and you compare it with what the U.S. used to be when it was like Alaska, you know, uninhabited. It has to be. I can't imagine how beautiful it is.
And pictures don't do it justice. We took a lot of pictures, and I got a lot of memories. We were talking the other day, my son and I, and he took an outdoor leadership course at North Greenville University. So he read a lot of books, and one of them was written back in the early 1900s. The guy was elderly when he wrote the book. And one of the things he said in the book was, don't go to Alaska as a young man because it'll ruin the rest of the country for you. And he said, I'm kind of feeling that way. I just don't feel at home anywhere else.
Quote, and I could see why that would be true.
Now down on Lake Kiwi with the Cliff Association, doing some outdoor activities with them, and he said, the difference from guiding in Alaska and being a facilitator here is just unbelievable. You know, it's boring. It's still beautiful, but it's almost boring to them.
That's something. So his work with the Cliffs of Kiwi, there's a gal that I think that's working at that Cliffs who, is she in charge of, I think she might be in charge of, I don't want to say activities because it sounds almost like a senior center, but that's not, she's working for the Cliffs, and I thought it was at Kiwi. That's interesting. I didn't realize they had a Cliffs at Kiwi out there until, it's actually the neighbor to my fiance was talking about. He's gotten a job a few months ago out there. I hear it's absolutely beautiful.
There's actually two or three different cliff locations on Kiwi. The one that he works at, where it is, used to be, when I was a kid, we'd go out there. It was just a dead-end road that had two boat ramps on a peninsula. It's called Mile Creek Landing. And now there's homes all around it, gated, and, you know, you can still get in there. There's a campground. But it's pretty crowded now. And there was a girl that he was kind of not replacing, but helped. She was going out on maternity leave. I don't know if that's the same one or not. One of the reasons he got hired, and plus they were growing.
She didn't go out on maternity leave. She's getting married in, I think it's October. That's what a small world, you know. But hey, I'm sitting here in the Target parking lot. I need to get inside and get a birthday gift, and then I got to run home and change the oil in the cars. I mean, in the motorcycle. But Shane, it was good to catch up with you. In the mornings, I put out my call sign, and it's just dead silence. So I guess between 7 and 8 o'clock, there's not much activity on here.
I'm driving usually from work or to work in the morning. Used to leave at 7:30. Now it's just been pushing back closer to 8 because I don't have to necessarily be there as early as I was. But I'll listen out for you because I've got the radio on, and yeah, you're right. It was very quiet this morning. I know that for sure. But there's usually a few people around. Dwayne, good to talk to you. Good to meet you. I hope you have a good evening. And I'll look forward to hearing you again. K2HME from N4ZLK. Have a good night. Cheers.
Good to make your acquaintance, and look forward to talking with you again. N4ZLF, K2HME.